Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Barbeque Nation's Q4 and full year FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bijay Sharma. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Arvind. Good evening and welcome everyone to Barbeque Nation's Q4 and full year FY24 earnings conference call. For today's call, I'll have with me Mr. Kayum Dhanani, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, CEO and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Amit Betala, CFO. We will begin the call with Mr. Kayum sharing his perspective on overall demand scenario and key highlights of the year. This will be followed by a detailed discussion on business performance and outlook by Mr. Rahul. Post that, we open the forum for an interactive session. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainty. Kindly refer to our earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. I will now hand over the conference to Mr. Kayum Dhanani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I take the pleasure in welcoming you to Q4 FY24 conference call of Barbeque Nation. In the context of the current operating environment, Barbeque Nation has demonstrated industry-leading performance during the previous quarter. Our strategic focus on portfolio rationalization, strong execution, and a multiple cost initiatives have helped us in delivering another strong operating performance. Our revenues have grown YOY by 6% during the quarter and were up by 1.7% on the full year basis. This was on the backdrop of moderate network growth and negative SSSG for the full year. We have consciously moderated the network growth in FY24 and were focusing on getting our operating margins to on track, which has been successfully delivered in H2 of this financial year. Our adjusted EBITDA has grown by over 75% in H2 of this year over H1 on relatively same base of revenue. Similarly, adjusted EBITDA has almost doubled in Q4 this year versus the same period last year. This is testament that various initiatives undertaken during the year, such as portfolio rationalization and cost control initiatives, have started yielding results. We have now restarted to build our pipeline of network expansion in FY25 and beyond and plan to open 100 new stores over the next 3 years. We plan to add 25 to 30 new restaurants in FY25. During the quarter, we opened 2 new restaurants in Barbeque Nation India and 1 in Salt. We also closed 2 restaurants during the quarter, resulting in the net network of 217 restaurants. This includes 186 restaurants in India, 8 restaurants in international operations, 16 restaurants for Toscano, and 7 restaurants for Salt. Our Toscano business continued its strong growth trajectory. The business reported a revenue of Rs. 108 crores in FY24. A growth of around 19% compared to the same period last year. The reported EBITDA margins for the year was 26%. Our international business also continued its robust performance with revenue of Rs. 90 crores in FY24, a growth of over 27% compared to last year. The growth was delivered by SSSG and addition of 2 new restaurants during the year. Reported EBITDA margin for the business is over 30%. Salt integration is also progressing well. We continue to focus on enhancing guest experience through initiatives such as culinary festivals, special menu activations, guest engagement initiatives, and restaurant upgrades. These initiatives are anticipated to enhance overall guest experience and drive footfalls. While we also increase the pace of our network expansion, we will continue to watch out how the demand scenario pans out, and we'll also recalibrate our network expansion accordingly. The trend of improvement in SSSG and operating margins in our business is very encouraging, and we remain committed to further drive growth through SSSG and store expansion and maintain our operating margins. Our medium to long-term growth forecast remains intact, and any favorable shift in the demand trend will further support our journey. Thank you, and I would hand over to Rahul to walk you through the performance in details.
Thank you, Kayum. Good evening, everyone. During the quarter, we reported a revenue of rupees 298 crores, a growth of 6.4% compared to the same period last year. The growth was supported by growth in both dine-in and delivery business. Dine-in business recorded year-on-year growth of 3.3% and delivery business grew by 19.3% year-on-year in quarter 4 FY24. Our same-store sales growth for the quarter was 1.4%, driven by growth in our delivery business, while the dine-in SSSG same-store sales growth was relatively flat. During the quarter, our matured portfolio delivered an annualized revenue per store of 5.9 crores with restaurant operating margins of 16.1%. Compared to quarter 4 last year, the revenue run rate improved by 2.7% and margins improved by over 150 basis points. The new restaurant portfolio reported an annualized revenue per store of 4.5 crore with restaurant operating margins of 7.8%. The new portfolio experienced average revenue growth of 16% and margin increased significantly from -1.2% in the previous year. On consolidated basis, annualized revenue per restaurant run rate increased by 5.8% to rupees 5.5 crores and restaurant operating margins of 14.4%, which is higher by 328 basis points over the previous year. Gross margins for the quarter improved by over 300 basis points on a year-on-year basis. Part of it was around 80 basis points improvement in gross margin during the quarter was due to reclassification adjustments, and balance improvement is primarily driven by softening of input cost and better realization, mainly in beverages. Consolidated reported EBITDA for the year for the quarter was 62.4 crores with margins of 20.9%. The reported EBITDA included benefit of one-off income of rupees 4.8 crore arising on account of closure of leases because of Ind AS 116 impact. Reported EBITDA margin increased by 48% on year-on-year basis. Our pre-Ind AS EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 26.8 crores with margins of 9%. Our pre-Ind AS margin excludes the one-off income, which is part of other income in the reported financial. The adjusted EBITDA margin increased by almost 107% on year-on-year basis. On full-year basis, we reported revenues of rupees 1,255 crores, a growth of 1.7% compared to last year. Our reported EBITDA for the year was rupees 230 crores with margins of 18.3%, and pre-Ind AS adjusted EBITDA was rupees 101 crores with margin of 8.1%. Our pre-Ind AS EBITDA margin excludes the one-off income of 11.1 crores, which is part of other income in the reported financials. Despite the challenging operating environment, we have been able to deliver strong operating performance in H2 of the year. On a relatively same revenue base, our adjusted EBITDA in H2 was higher by 75% over H1. The adjusted EBITDA margin is also increased from 5.8% in H1 to 10.3% in H2. Our international business continued its strong performance and recorded a revenue of 90 crores in FY24 with reported EBITDA margins of 32%. The Scano performance was also very encouraging. It reported a revenue of 108 crore with reported EBITDA margins of 26%. Salt similarly is integrating very well with Toscano and Barbecue Nation. We are also proposing a merger between Toscano and Salt, both of which are our subsidiary companies, to drive better operational efficiencies. At the close of fiscal year, we had 217 restaurants, which included 186 restaurants in Barbecue Nation India, 8 restaurants in international business, 16 restaurants for Toscano and 7 for Salt. During this quarter, we added 2 restaurants of Barbecue Nation and 1 of Salt. We plan to add 25 to 30 restaurants in FY25. And this will be broad-based growth across brands. We plan to add around 15 restaurants in Barbecue Nation India, around 3 restaurants in international market, around 6 for Toscano, and 3 in Salt. Going ahead, we remain optimistic about various initiatives undertaken by us, coupled with renewed focus on network expansion, which further enhance our operating performance. Also, any improvement in demand trend will further support our performance enhancements. Thank you. With this, we can now open the session for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Palash Kawale from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of results. Sir, our first question is on SSSG. So do we foresee SSSG returning to 5 to 7% in FY25 and FY26?
Thank you, Palash, for this question. I think returning to 5 to 7% FY25 will be a challenge. But we remain very hopeful for this number to remain to reach there in FY26. In the current environment, it's getting very difficult to predict the overall performance. For example, in the 2 months that have gone by in this quarter, April has been marginally impacted because of the Navratri season, and that has led to some SSG decline again. But May has been doing very well in the current scheme of things. So I will shy away from giving a guidance of 5 to 7%, but we'll endeavor to at least be on a positive trajectory. And my sense is that we should be able to deliver between 2 to 3%. But obviously, as the year unfolds, we will have more information on that.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. And sir, any store closure that you're planning this year?
I think store closure is part of our journey now. So while this year we are planning to open around 25-30 restaurants, my sense is that we might end up closing another 4 to 5 in the entire financial year. And this is something which will remain with us. As we grow and reach a network of 300 stores, we will have some stores which always need to be recalibrated or either needs to be relocated or some markets we might have to exit.
So my next question is on around margins. And so if we attain an SSSG of 2 to 3% for this year and again 5 to 7% next year, so how do you see margins shaping up by FY26?
So if I can break it into periods, obviously H1 was a difficult period for us. There are a lot of initiatives that we had also taken, and when you take some initiatives, there is a time lag in which you start showing up. So if I look at three buckets, H1 was around 6% for us, or 5.8% for us. We consciously worked on some of the some of the stores, looked at some of the cost items, and also modeled the P&L for some of the outlets which are not doing well. And we could bring it back to around 10% rate now. I think this number should sustain, and we should not be going back to the 5 or 6% level. That's my strong belief as of now. Giving a guidance for FY26 today, at a SSSG of around 5 to 6%, I think we should be able to deliver anywhere between 12-13% in FY26 sort of period.
Thank you, sir, for your detailed answers. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Palash.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, Harit. Hi. Good evening.
Yeah, hi. Congrats on the recovery as well as the disclosures for some of the newer restaurant businesses. I just had a question on the SSLG bit. So if you can kind of dissect a little bit, Rahul, on where this improvement is coming from. Is it more metro-led? Is it more Tier 2, Tier 3-led? Because, you have closed down a few stores in Tier 2, Tier 3, which are non-performing. So is that cohort with recovering? Is there some recovery from, some of the IT-led markets where, the work-from-home impact is there? Is it coming from there? And the recovery? Just some qualitative sense on, where this improvement has been seen for your business? Or is there a region-wise, cut that's more impressive than another? I just wanted to get your sense on that.
Also, it's a bit broad-based, but if I have to dissect it, first look at it between delivery and dining. I think large part of this positive SSG at the company level is driven by the overall delivery and off-premise business for us. On the core dining business, as we have seen with other industry players, the delivery growth has been slightly better than the dining growth. Yeah. And in our business, since almost 85% of our business comes from dining, the growth has been slightly different. But on SSSG front, our dine-in SSSG has been flattish. And if I have to dig deeper into regional markets, I think there's no emerging trend that I can give you. I think it's also a function of at least some of the markets where we have consolidated or closed one or two restaurants in some markets. Those markets have done very well because we have not seen loss of business, and those have in some manner moved on to some of our other existing outlets. So that has helped. But by and large, it's very difficult to predict or to give you a sense of whether it's metro or tier two, tier three led.
Got it. Got it. And the second question was on the non-Barbeque India led businesses. So if I look at profitability, in the international business, it's slightly come down, but it's still pretty strong. For Toscano also, similar range. Salt has actually improved. I assume that some initiatives you would have taken in the last 3-4 months of getting into your fold would have helped as well. I was just wondering if some of these margin performances were a little bit more back-ended or in the year. I just wanted to understand if the exit rates also for some of these businesses are quite heavy from a margin standpoint.
No, certainly. I think a large amount of consultation also that we've done in Barbeque India business, right? So other businesses, have been giving strong performances. If you look at last year's number also for international, the margin drop in international is only led by the fact that we added two new stores there, right? On a base of 6 stores, when you add 2 more stores, then there's some, margin decline that has happened because it takes some time to ramp up, right? But despite that, on a pre-Ind AS basis, this is still delivering almost 18% EBITDA margin, on a top line of close to 90 crores, right? So there is no particular, front loading or back loading, happening on international business. Generally, international business does pretty well in quarter one, actually, because of, Ramadan period and all. Quarter two is weak in international markets, Middle East, because of, holidays season in that market. And it generally picks up again in quarter three and quarter four. Similarly, Toscano continues to do very well. It has maintained its EBITDA margin of around 16% on a pre-Ind AS basis. The growth rate has been very strong. We acquired it just before COVID, but the CAGR in the business is around 20-22% there. And of the 16 assets we put in, they all are in prime locations, and they continue to deliver strong margins. And also are in for the full year basis in positive SSSG territory. Salt is very new right now. I think we integrated it from November onwards, and the focus is more on trying to ensure that the backend is integrated here, so that once we start expansion in Salt, we are ready for that, right? And the margin improvement is only marginal in this, but the focus there would be to first say merge with Toscano and then start expanding. And that's why when you look at the current year projections, we are ready to add 6 stores of Toscano this year, out of which 2 are already in construction, and 2 are somehow on the verge of being signed. And in Salt, we are saying we'll just do 3 there. So I think non-barbecue business, Barbeque India business, have been performing extremely well for us. And Barbeque India business also, with all the efforts that we have taken over the last 3-4 quarters, have been yielding results for us.
Got it. And the other thing was on the inflation side. So you mentioned that, it's been fairly benign, and that's driven the gross margin also. I just also wanted to check, in terms of what the near-term outlook looks like for you right now on the inflation side. I mean, anything to worry about? And also, from that perspective, how do you think about pricing this year?
So I think it's going to be stable for us. The meat prices are the key. While on chicken side, we might see some inflation, but on the prawn and fish side, we are seeing sort of flattish or a downward trend on the prices at least. In terms of our pricing, it's anyway very dynamic. We keep looking at our table turns, our capacity utilization and then take a call on pricing. But my sense is that we will shy away from taking any pan-India price hike this year, but try and focus more on providing value to our guests so that we can build on the volume in the core dining business for Barbeque India.
Got it. And last question was on the restaurant bit in Barbeque Nation India. I mean, I think after a break of about a few quarters, we have started to kind of talk about, double-digit additions in terms of restaurants. I was just wondering, does that also kind of signal, the basis what you're seeing on ground, that while it's hard to still say, but at least SSSG trend to, directionally, to you look positive, and that's why this kind of renewed expansion kind of thought process in the Barbeque India business.
No, true. And, obviously, when we expanded aggressively in FY23, and we had to go through some rough patch for a couple of quarters because of that, that memory is with us. But if you look at the difference in our approach now, and that's the learning which we have also seen over the period of last 2 years, in FY23, we added almost 35 restaurants, and by and large, all of them were from Barbeque Nation in India business, right? And there's also a back of great performance in India business after COVID. This time around, when we are again relooking at overall growth of, say, 25-30 stores this year, this is very broad-based. In Barbeque Nation India business, I'm targeting to do around 15 restaurants, 12-15 restaurants, which is practically, one restaurant a month, right, which for a network like ours is completely, doable, and there are market opportunities so that we don't impact our margins also. And, consciously, over the period of last 2 years, as we are building and also, working on some of our non-Barbeque India businesses, they are now sort of ready to, fire more. So international business, as you would have seen us talking about this, we're always very cautious about international because the cost of mistake there is very high. But today, with pretty much a long, 4 years of history in that business, we feel very comfortable to open two or three, restaurants in that market very easily. Same with Toscano. I think we spend slightly longer than what we should have done in terms of building our dedicated teams for that. And now they're all in place. And today we feel very comfortable to add six there and maybe three in Toscano. So, and the difference between growth in FY23 versus 25 is going to be the fact that last year it was led by one brand versus this time around, it will be led by led by multiple brands.
We wish you all the best. Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chedda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
So can you give a bridge of the capex that we have spent of about 80 plus crores?
Right, so there are three parts to it. We have added around 30 new restaurants this year, out of which two are international. And we have also relocated 8 of our restaurants, which is pretty much like a new store. So overall, 21 outlets have been added. International generally are like higher capex, so around 64 crores have been spent on new store expansion. We have spent
13 new restaurants,
yeah,
in which two are international, right?
Yes.
So 11 are Indian that are spent at how much capex? 11 restaurants.
So that would have done around 33 crores.
So about 3 crores.
Yeah, 3 crores each.
And then two restaurants of international at?
Around 10 crores.
So that's about 53. And 8 relocation.
Sorry, 43.
2 into 5 crores. That is basically 5 crore per restaurant international.
Yeah. So 11 into 3.
Then it is 43. Okay, 43.
Yeah, 43. And then another 8 relocations, which is around 21 odd crores.
Okay.
64.
Okay.
We had spent around 15 crores on regular maintenance plus some of the restaurants upgradation, which is not relocation, but generally better look and feel of the existing sites.
Okay. So basically, and
And then you have also closed down 8 plus 4 plus 4 plus 2. So 18 restaurants you closed down, 21 you relocated, right?
Right.
And 8 plus 21, which is about 39. And you added for the year 13, 52. So there is 52 divided by 216. That's about 1/4 of your network has been added, reshuffled or closed. Okay.
Yes.
So then that whole cannibalization related, which you were calling out for the last year before this, basically, when then that gets start reflecting in SSG? Because it's 1/4 of your restaurants which have been addressed or looked at.
So relocated are part of SSG. Because this is pretty much in the same trade area. And on the balance portfolio, our SSGs obviously for the last 2 quarters have been in the improving trend.
So basically it's about a SSG number which is, let's say, higher than the inflation number, or 5-6% number where it starts benefiting your margin. So from that angle, when should this play out in your opinion?
You have to also look at it in the context of the current operating environment, right? So the SSG numbers that are generally in the industry being reported also is negative. And if you look at those numbers versus our number for the quarter, we are I think in the better sort of quartile, right? So it's just a function of market, and I think this year's full year basis we should be in the positive territory and expect to be in a 5% plus range from FY26 onwards.
And on the GP number, where it moved about 400 to 500 basis points in 4 quarters, so here it's the mix which is playing out, or it is cost?
No, it's not moved 500 basis points in the fourth quarter.
Between the quarter one was GP was 4%, and exit is 69.
So if you remember, in quarter one, we have also done some value offers, Happy Monday Tuesday offers very aggressively, because of which our gross margins have been lower. But if you look at quarter four versus quarter two, which is a more reasonable sort of number for that period, this was approximately 66%, which has gone up to around 69% now, right? On the 300 basis point, like I said, there is a reclassification of impact of around 80 basis point. This reclassification is on the restaurant employees' food cost, which was earlier part of food cost, which as per new auditor, this should move to the employee cost. So there is 80 basis points from there. And on the 210 basis points, there is some benefit of the input cost, and the balance benefit is coming from price realization. The beverage gross margin, which used to be earlier around 55-60%, has now moved to around 75%. So that's the cumulative impact of that.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Pratish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himani Shah from Alchemy Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for all my questions.
Hi, Mani.
Hi, all my questions are the answer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mani.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Seksaria, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So what level of contribution are we expecting from delivery going forward?
So it's around 15-16%. We are expecting to obviously maintain that and continuously work towards growing it. More than how we're growing. But like I also said earlier, we're not targeting to change the proportion of delivery versus dining. Dining is a very profitable business for us, and we would love to. Love to see whether that business grows faster than what it is growing right now, given the current industry scenario. It just so happened that last year delivery did better than dine-in. But otherwise, we're not consciously trying to change the share. We're obviously targeting to grow that business at around 15%, 16% every year, and pretty much try and maintain the similar numbers for delivery, for dine-in.
So, but on the longer term horizon, we are planning to maintain it around 15 to 16%, but dine-in, delivery being a higher profit margin business for us, why wouldn't we scale it up?
No, delivery is not a higher profit margin business for us. Dine-in is a better profit margin business for us.
Okay. And so you have said that you're opening 25 new stores this year in FY25. So what is the amount of CapEx are we planning? And could you give me a split between barbecue and non-barbecue restaurants?
So overall, on 75 new outlets that we spend, we'll end up doing CapEx of around 100 crores for the full year. This also includes maintenance CapEx and some other CapEx at the corporate level that we keep investing on. In terms of breakup between various brands, we plan to do around 15 restaurants for Barbecue India, around 3 for International, 6 for Toscano, and 3 for Salt.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Neeraj.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Yeah, my question is related to gross margin. So last quarter, like, we closed somewhere about 68.5%, slightly higher than that. What should be the level of gross margin we're assuming for, let's say, FY25? Like, should we be able to sustain this number of quarter four?
Yeah, so I think it should be in the range of 68 to 69% in the business. We should be able to sustain this.
Okay, okay. And like, just to clarify, you mentioned that the adjusted margin should be about 10% for the full year.
Yes.
And that number can go to about 12-13% you mentioned for the 25-26 when the you hit 5-6% SSG?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Viraj.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Govinda Alagi from Natwarlal & Sons Stockbrokers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So most of the questions have been answered, but I just want a few clarifications or you say certain understandings regarding the delivery business, particularly UBQ. So I can see the brand has been launched in 2018 and it has contributed like good, like overall 19.3% growth. And as our sir said that it has a good the capabilities, like good profit margin. Going forward, I just want to understand, like, how do you see these brands, like, will grow, like, what are the challenges being facing or expecting in future? What could be the delivery charges and what is the revenue split between the UBQ and the supper? Like, please throw some colors, like, the insightful, like, that we don't know about this food delivery business, particularly, like, UBQ. Thank you.
So, thank you, Govinda, for this. So, our delivery business is a mix of delivery sales that we do from across all our brands. And UBQ, yes, we started in 2018, but the real kick to the brand only came post-COVID. And, and Dumsuffer also, we started almost a year back and been scaling up pretty well. On UBQ, both UBQ and Dumsuffer are pretty much acting like a cloud brand right now because they all operate from the existing Barbecue Nation, kitchens, and they don't have a storefront for the guests to look at. I think we will experiment with some of these. We have experimented with one Dumsuffer counter. It's very early days there, and whatever learnings are coming from that business, we are incorporating. But we're seeing how we can put the brand in front of our guests so that the brand recall is higher. They can try our product and then eventually also go and order from the delivery platform. Something similar we are also wanting to do with UBQ, wherein we can open up either a small kiosk or a or a small, you know, sit-down sort of area with 800-900 square feet, and deliver a very you know, a la carte-ish experience to our guests, because we understand Indian cuisine and there's something that can be delivered and also there's a market, right? But both of these are really early, you know, stage, and that's something which we keep working on various projects. And at appropriate time, we'll also obviously bring on to the forefront and discuss with the market in large, in general. So that's where we are right now. I think since before COVID till now, the growth rate has been extremely good. What we delivered in FY24 or 22, there was some sort of break in FY23, but now they are both in growth trajectory. And more importantly, you know, there have been better you know, guest ratings now, and you know, our NPS scores in these have been also you know, marginally increasing over the quarters.
Okay, so second one is, I just want clarification on the official name of the brand. Like, the Red Apple Kitchen is known to be as Toscano and the Blue Planet Food is known to be as Salt. So what is the official one? Like, what is the official name, like, in terms of the company or the brand?
No, so the company's name is Red Apple Kitchen Consultancy Private Limited, that houses the brand Toscano in this. And the other company's name is Blue Planet Foods Private Limited, which has the brand Salt in that.
So the official names are the Red Apple Kitchen and Blue Planet Foods, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal and Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I'm fairly new to the company, so my questions will be a bit foundational. So just looking at your depreciation numbers, so what these all the restaurants that we have, are they owned restaurants or it's like a asset-light model for us? The, out of 270, how much would be the asset light and the old ones? First query, if you could answer that.
So we lease these premises, you know, in the country, and then we set up our own own restaurants. We don't franchise our restaurants. All of these restaurants are owned and operated by us.
So entirely it's owned, the premises itself are owned?
No, premises are not owned by us. They are on lease, but the entire restaurant is constructed by us.
Nothing, I mean, out of 270, nothing is owned.
Nothing is owned, no.
Okay, so when you say that, so I could see the depreciation and amortization expense. So what kind of expenditure goes into this? This is all lease expenditure?
Sorry, this is all?
This is all lease, I mean, lease part only?
Lease part, and also this also includes the impact of Ind AS 116.
Okay, fair enough. And one more thing, in this 217 restaurants, what kind of seats you might be having? Like, how many seats how do you look
so
at
on,
that?
Average, we have between 120 to 130 seats
per restaurant.
Each restaurant. Yes, per restaurant.
And yeah, so what is the average revenue that you generate? I mean, what you look? I mean, at the restaurant, or else you can give me like what would be the break-even point at which you will have a break-even in that particular restaurant?
So break-even points differ from site to site. It depends on you know, what is the area of the location, what is the rent that we are paying. Obviously, rent in a mall in Bombay would be higher than rent in a tier 2 city. So to that extent, the break-even points are you know, are different. So it's very difficult to give.
Yeah,
look at our performance. Sorry.
Also, one more thing. So, are you also when you say that you have just relocated 54 restaurants? I mean, you have already relocated or done something sort of change in that. So, was this because that the restaurant? What was the analysis that went behind that? Like, no performance, or like you were of a view that the walk-ins were not there, or what exactly went into that? And more on that, those areas, like, what are the food habits like? I mean, do you do research on that?
When you talk about relocation, what we mean by that is, we have not vacated the trade area. We are still in that trade area. It's just that we moved from one particular site to another particular site, right? And there could be multiple reasons for that. Predominantly, there are two. One is that restaurant has been used extensively, for last 12 to 15 years. The designs that were there earlier is now outdated, and we need to give a fresh experience to our guests. So we'll set up a new one and then shift our business there. And typically, this will be within 100 meters of, or 120 meters of the existing site, also depending on whether you find the site or not. So it's primarily driven by the fact that we have to give renewed experience to our guests. The second one being, being in that location for a period of 10, 12 years, you had gone through multiple cycles of rental escalations. And now the rental has reached to a point wherein, you can get, much better rental, say a 30-40% reduction in rentals if you move to another site. And 30-40% rental reduction is also on account of one general, market. And secondly, also on account of the fact that, if the earlier site was, say, larger, say 6,000 sq ft, now with the new design that we have come up with, we can set up the same amount of sitting capacity on a smaller area, say 4,500 sq ft, right? So we can manage and reduce our area requirement by 25%. So put together, if you are saving, on rentals per month, you are also giving enhanced experience to the guest. In your payback analysis, it makes sense. We go ahead and relocate that.
Fair enough. And one more thing, does Barbeque Nation service do have any exclusive vegetarian restaurants?
No, we don't have any right now.
Okay. I mean, no. See, I just, I mean, because there is no, I could see that there has been a lot of, say, a lot of things said by you in the last year, which I don't see in the numbers. So what went, I mean, either what went in 2024, and what it could not happen, and what are we doing to, I mean, come up with that in financial year 25? If you could please give me a sense on that.
No, sorry, Mahesh, this is a very broad-based question in terms of what was said in the previous year and what went differently. I think it's better that we can go through maybe the transcripts earlier, and if there are any specific points that you're looking on, I can explain that and discuss. Otherwise, it's very difficult for me to.
Out of these 217 restaurants, how much would be like having a, how much are loss-making and how much are profit-making currently?
No, we don't give that number. So that changes with seasonality. So how they behave during quarter three versus quarter four is very different. So it's better that we don't give that number and also confuse on that.
Oh, all right. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, Mahesh. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Nirav Seksaria, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. So could you also specify the amount of alcohol contribution to the revenue in Barbeque Nation?
It's around 4-5%. That's just alcohol. It doesn't include other beverages. Other beverages put together and alcohol put together would be around 9%.
And so are we planning to increase our other beverages and alcohol-specific contributions since it has a higher profit margin attached to it?
We always endeavor to. Yes, it has a higher contribution margin to us, and everything incrementally sold is obviously revenues and margins. But by and large, our experience has been that this range between this level, predominantly because we are known for our food, we are known for all you can eat. And when a consumer comes to our restaurants, he comes with a particular budget and he comes to enjoy the unlimited starters, desserts, and main courses that we offer. and generally not not move towards beverages. Just one clarification here. Also, it looks lower because in most of our restaurants, a large part of our restaurants, we offer one free beverage during lunch sessions from Monday to Friday, in some cases Saturday also. So if you look at incidence of beverages, by that I mean how many bills have got beverages attached to that, that number will be approximately 15%.
Okay, but so when you say one free beverage, is it alcoholic or is it non-alcoholic?
No, non-alcoholic.
Okay, so but are we planning to get in any initiative to increase our alcoholic beverage segment or in overall beverage segment?
So
we can add on a specific amount for an unlimited beverage, which also increases the fullness of a consumer.
That's true. You're right about that. And we have done some offers. We keep selectively running them in various markets. That's also a function of, other promotional, deals that you're also getting from beverages companies. But in our experience, whenever we have tried to do that, and with the objective of trying to attract people who want to drink unlimited, typically we have seen that those preferences with unlimited drinks, don't move to us, because at Barbecue Nation, when you come to say drink unlimited beverages, then you also have to pay for say around 800 rupees for the unlimited food that you consume, right? So by and large, our consumer or our guest segment is the one who want to enjoy food rather than beverages.
I totally get that point. So what I was trying to say is that we can pitch non-alcoholic beverage along with our food, which is attractive towards the consumer.
So, no, I understand, and we have tried that in various markets, and obviously endeavor is to keep increasing it as much as possible.
Okay, and sir, do we have any number on the amount of stores that we want to revamp or reallocate or close during FY25?
No, I think we might end up closing around 5, restaurant FY25. Because some are still not decided upon. And I think going forward also, you can expect a closure rate of around 3 to 5 every year now.
And what about revamp and reallocate?
That's very, site specific, because that's also, depends on, whether we need to, whether we get a different rental deal at that point of time. But by and large, I don't think we will do more than a 3 to 4 relocation, in the present year. But in case of revamping, upgrading the front end look and feel, that's something that we'll, that is taken up as a strategy. And we might end up doing it for pretty much every restaurants which are more than 6-7 years old for us and which need upgradation.
Okay. And how much time does it take for such restaurants which are reallocated and revamped to be break-even?
No, it's not that we do it for stores which are not breaking even. So we also do it for the stores which are generating handsome margins, right? We just have to keep ourselves fresh and relevant to our guests. So that exercise is actually almost continuous.
No, I get it. But for example, if you're reallocating any restaurant, I think so there's some additional cost attached to it. So it will take some time, additional time to break even, if I'm not wrong, right?
No, I didn't get that. Why is that?
If you're reallocating, then the closure and signing the new lease, which has some amount of cost associated to it.
No, that's not true. So, once you relocate, then you're relocating something which is older and the rentals would have been slightly higher. If the rentals would go up, then you actually go to a high footfall mall wherein, you also get the advantage on the turnaround and the footfalls, right? So it's not that when you relocate, our costs go up. In fact, during our relocation strategy, we've only seen that cost actually comes down. The operating cost comes down.
Okay. And are we seeing any increased footfall in such restaurants?
So yes, because the restaurants are new, it's designed differently. We have more, some counters there which enhances the experience of the guest. So yes.
On an approximate basis, could you tell us the percentage increase in footfall in such restaurants?
No, I don't have a handy number because it all differs between various restaurants and also time period, right? Some of these I'm not even done 1 year, so I can't do a like-to-like comparison.
So is it fair for me to assume the number can be between 10 to 20%?
But we request you to please return to the queue. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Rahul, just wanted to know the capex for this year. What's the expectation this flat number? That's it.
So we would be around 100 crores for assuming 25 new stores that come up. Around 75 crores will go towards new store. Around 15 to 18 crore will go towards maintenance capex and some refurbishments. And another 8 to 10 crore will go towards some of the corporate level expenditures that we have to do.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. On behalf of Barbecue Nation, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.